It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. People in both Israel and Lebanon are watching for attacks from the air today. Tens of thousands of Israelis have gone into bomb shelters after more rockets crossed the border. Israeli warplanes have been flying in the other direction. They bombed the Beirut again, along with other targets. Israel said it was responding to attacks out of Lebanon by the militant group Hezbollah. Both Israelis and Lebanese have been killed. The fighting is on the minds of Western leaders on the eve of a summit in St. Petersburg, Russia. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice accompanied President Bush to that meeting.
We need to be able to return to the roadmap. We need to be able to return to our partnership with the people of Lebanon to fulfill their democratic aspirations. It is extremely important that Israel exercise restraint in its activities of self-defense.
Joining me now from St. Petersburg is NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer. And Greg, it appears this summit is going to be overshadowed by events in the Middle East.
That's right. Well, the Middle East will at least take away some of the focus from what Russia wanted to highlight at the summit, which is energy security. There's not likely to be much difference between the Kremlin and the White House in their discussions, so it's unclear exactly how much of a debate there will be. Officials here have told me that developments in the Middle East may change the schedule here, so it's still uncertain.
And in the run-up to this summit, U.S. and Russian negotiators are engaged in marathon talks on Russia's admission to the World Trade Organization, something Russia wants very badly.
That's right. Both sides are working very hard to hammer out an agreement on a trade deal between Moscow and Washington for Presidents Bush and Putin to sign during the G8 summit. The Russian finance minister yesterday said he hoped a deal would be reached in a day or two. Russia needs this agreement to join the WTO, something it's wanted to do for about 13 years now. So it's a very big issue, and it would be important for Putin. It would be a big feather in his cap if this deal is signed. The U.S. is concerned about intellectual property rights in Russia and also access to the agriculture market, so there are still some serious issues to hammer out.
Now, President Bush famously looked into President Putin's eyes and saw his soul some years ago. How would you describe the relationship between the two presidents these days?
Well, I think their personal relationship is pretty good. When they meet, they're always seen smiling and patting each other on the back. Both presidents publicly have reiterated their respect for one another and their friendship within the last week or so. But this relationship masks seriously deteriorating ties between Washington and Moscow over Russia's energy policy and also Moscow's turn away from democracy. Now, Bush is expected to raise this issue with Putin. Bush will also meet with human rights groups in Russia today, and that's something that's likely to upset Putin.
NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer in St. Petersburg, Russia, where the G8 meeting begins tomorrow. Thank you very much, Greg.
You're welcome.